We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon. We are in the Chasimas HaSefer in Perek Beis, beginning a new Perek this morning. And the Chavetz Chaim, the topic of discussion here is Boy Tuvayar Te'elis Shmiras HaLoshon. Here we will discuss the Te'elis of Shmiras HaLoshon, the benefit of a person guarding himself from speaking Lashon Hara. Specifically to a person who is to one who sets specific times to learn, and he will not transgress those times when he has to learn. What is the benefit, says the Chavetz Chaim, for a person who is Kaivi Itim Latayra and Shmir Saloshin? How did the two go hand in hand? Says the Chavetz Chaim, in Perek Beis of Shmir Saloshin, Chasim Asa Sefer. Specifically for a person who has a set time to learn in the base medrash. It will help him so much that he will not mevatel his Torah when he keeps the halachas of Shmiras HaLoshon. Because if not so, if a person is not makbid on the halachas of Shmiras HaLoshon and he has a set time to go learn, it's very possible that he's supposed to go learn, but what comes out is that he doesn't end up learning. Why? Because his friend catches him and he has a conversation with his friend about some Lashon Hara, or he sees his friend, he has something else interesting to share with his friend. His Talmud Torah, his learning will be chopped up. Won't be set, won't be kavu, won't be straight. And he says it's known, and he will elaborate on the tremendous punishment for a person who chops up his limud Torah, who doesn't learn properly, straight, bekvius. As Gemara tells us, kol apaisek midivrei Torah, v'aisek midivrei sicha, ma'achila na'isai, gachlei resamim. Says the Gemara in the Vadizara Dav Gimel Amud Beis, whoever is learning Torah, and he's paisik, and he stops learning Torah, va'isik b'divrei sicha, and he starts idle chatter with his friend, nonsense. You know what nonsense can be? Nonsense could be a dvar mitzvah. Nonsense could be a dvar mitzvah. Nonsense could be tzorchi rabim. But if it's not the time and it's not the place, he's oisik b'divrei sicha. Ma'achilin oisoi gachlei resamim. They feed him gachlei resamim. What if happens he doesn't want gachlei resamim? He wants something else on the menu. Well, it's too bad. He ordered the gachlei resamim. What a gachlei resamim. Gachlei resamim are hot coals, which we will see here in the Chavetz Chaim, that do not extinguish for a 12-month time period. The person is ma'achil noisoi, is fed gachlei resamim. Shneimar, as it says, a pasuk in Iyov, which we are not here to translate every word, but to bring out the point, ha'koytvim maluach alei siach, v'sherish resamim lachmam. Says the pasuk in Iyov, "Hakoytvim oluach alisiach," referring to how they would scrape off the moss from the trees of the raisim, juniper roots, and this would be their food. Why would they feed him specifically gachlei resamim? Why gachlei resamim? Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Humida k'neged mida." As we know, Hashem runs the world measure for measure. Shimhaya loymeid ha-Torah, because if a person would have been learning Torah, hayim eskayemes nafshei lo'asi lovay lenetzach adi or ha-Torah ha-Kedoshah. His neshama, his soul would have been lasting forever. Hayim eskayemes nafshei lo'asi lovay lenetzach forever. What would have fueled this everlasting neshama? The Or HaTorah, the fire of the Torah. Everything needs power. What would have given this power for the neshama to last forever? The limra taira. Sha'ira ein nisrefes chas v'shalom. Because the ayira is not burned up, the taira. Sha'ira ein nisrefes chas v'shalom ha'nefesh. Adar abba. He mazan nitzchi la'nefesh k'may alechem. The taira is the spiritual food for a person. Shemezin laguf b'meichayov. It gives a person shemezin laguf b'meichayov. It gives a person the sustenance, just like bread gives a person the physical sustenance. The Torah gives him the spiritual sustenance. V'alkei nikras ha'Torah v'shem lechem. That's why the Torah is called lechem, bread. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, lechu lachmu b'lachmi. Go and eat my bread. Lechu, go, lachmu b'lachmi, and eat my bread. So we know that there's a physical bread and there is a spiritual bread. And the Torah is compared to a spiritual bread, the staple of the spiritual life. And the person, when he's learning Torah, and he stops for a dvar sicha b'teila, and I want to tell you, if it's not the time, if it's not the place, and the Yitzhahara, he puts on the shtreimel, he puts on the big black hat, whatever way to make look from, and he wants to tell a person, oh, it's a dvar mitzvah, it's to make a shidduch, whatever it might be, it's gevaldik. If it's not the time, sometimes it is a time and place, we have to be careful, make sure it is, but if it's not the time and place, he's paising milimudai. He's mayrish she'ein oreitze hamazon ha'u. He shows that he does not desire to have the spiritual sustenance for his neshama. Malkein machilon oisay sham tmuras mazon ha'nefesh. So he is in exchange for the spiritual food. He is given the mazon. He is exchange. There's exchange taking place here. He is giving now the kachle resamim. Instead of the Or HaTorah, he's fed Gachli Rasam, hot coals. Shenema Hakitfim Maluach Ali Siach Vesherish Rasam Lachmam. Those who take these coals, it's like the Ali Siach, the leaves from the tree. Vesherish Rasamim Lachmam. Why specifically Rasamim? Says the Chavetz Chaim, why the coals of the juniper tree? The roots. Shoisim gecholam shenasim eitz reisim. These gecholam, these coals are made from wooden. These eitz reisim, from the reisim. They're very hot. Einam nichbim ad shneimas achaydish. They are not extinguished for 12 months, until 12 months have passed. K'may sh'amr chazam of Basra, l'hayris lanu, sh'danin ha'isai avrzek k'rashi gomar. A person is judged like a Rasha. A person who is middle of learning Torah and now discusses something else is judged like a Rasha. A Rasha is judged for 12 months. Sh'mishpatei b'gehenu hu 12 chodesh. The mishpat, the judgment of a rasha, is for 12 months. The zelos l'shoyin azara kodesh parshas shlach man the pasuk milin deraisa al milin devtelin. One who stops learning milin deraisa, one who stops learning Torah, and he starts discussing nonsense dvar metelim, his paskun chayoyhi mihay alma v'dine kaimu bahu alma. Whoever interrupts his Torah learning to speak nonsense will have his life cut short, says the Zohar Kaddish, in this world, and will be judged in Olam Haba.
Wow.
We see over here the importance of a person when he learns Torah, not to interrupt the Torah, not to interrupt his learning. Other people shouldn't not interrupt the learning. They should be careful not to interrupt other people learning. Ma'achil no yisai gach le'irisamim. He is fed gach le'irisamim. We'll stop here for today.
You know, it's very similar to that.